Okay, we are so glad you're with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we continue with our conversation with Jim Bruton, the author of the new book on Bud Grant, we want you to connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can also check out our podcast page at eradiosports.com. And Jim, so let's talk about this new book, because it is an inspirational read on one of the great football leaders of all time, taking the Vikings to 4 Super Bowls, 11 division titles, with his trademark, his stoic, his calm, on-field demeanor. This had to be a book that you wanted to do for quite some time, because your relationship went beyond you just being an author with him. You tried to play for him, is that right?
Well, I did get signed a couple of times in 67 and 71 and got cut by Bud early in training camp.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, there's a little humor with Bud in that, too, because many years later we were going to have lunch together through a mutual friend, and at the last minute, Bud didn't show up, but he sent with my friend and his friend a picture, which was a typical stoic Bud Grant on the sidelines, but the picture was autographed, and we actually used it for a cover of a book I did many years ago on the Vikings, and it said to Jim, "I always wish you would have tried out again so I could have cut you 3 times." So, I mean, there was a little humor there with Bud, and I remember one time somebody said to me, "Well, why would you tell anybody that story?" And I looked at the person and said, "Well, how many times did Bud Grant cut you?" I mean, that's something to be proud of, I thought, even though I didn't make it.
Let me ask you this, Jim. You know, I had to be a little bit perhaps overwhelming, so much history with this man. Just kind of share for us some of the behind-the-scenes stories that you talk about the book and that you went through with him and chronicled.
There was so much. And I told Bud in the beginning, I said, let's be sure when the book is done and you get a chance to look at the final product that you didn't leave anything out. And so I think, like anything else, he probably did enough to even write another one. But what he put in there was just phenomenal. And telling about his own personal life, he didn't want it to be just about football, but more about who he was. And I learned so much about him as a father and as a husband, and how much his kids meant to him, and his wife, who he was married to for 59 years before she passed a few years ago, and the outdoors. I mean, we have so much in there about fishing and hunting, and even lessons for people who are raising their kids to fish and hunt and have dogs, but had dogs his whole life, and how to raise dogs, and how he took over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and turned them into champions, and how he was a recruiter up there and had to come to the United States to try to find players. And Bud Grant, I mean, I could go on and on, and there isn't enough time, but I mean, Bud Grant was the first NFL player to ever play out his contract and jump to Canada to play. He was the first NBA, National Basketball Association player, to ever come to the league from a college team on a hardship case, and then played on the Minneapolis Lakers with the year they won the world championship. First round draft choice of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, one of the greatest athletes to ever play at the University of Minnesota, football, baseball, basketball. It just goes on and on and on. His legacy is so incredible. And I think the biggest thing about Bud is that nobody knew any of this stuff. I mean, we knew what a great athlete he was, but none of the behind the scenes. All most people knew is this stoic sideline figure with an XL Viking gray sweatshirt, and that was about it. No heaters on the sidelines, and players in short sleeves, and 20 below weather, and that was Bud Grant. And so to tell his story was just a great, great experience.
And that's what I appreciated so much about the book, because it wasn't just about football. Really, he was the Bo Jackson of his time. I mean, he was a multi-sport athlete, and he, as you had just mentioned, the member of the world champion Minneapolis Lakers. I mean, that was incredible. What position did he play?
He was a forward, and he was a reserve. He didn't play a lot because they had such great teams back then. But Bud was a good shooter, and he was an especially good, very, very good defensive player. And so they often would put him in the game to spell other players. And I mean, he made some great game-saving winning shots as well for that team. So I mean, he certainly played his own, but he learned a lot being on the bench, following the game. I think he could have been a great basketball coach. The biggest thing about Bud is that he knew how to handle people, and some of the great old Vikings that played for him for so many years. I mean, to this day, they still worship Bud. Bud's 86 years old, and the players that played for him, the Dave Osborne, Mick Tinglehoff, the Carl Eller, Jim Marshall, Bill Brown, all the greats of the past. I mean, they just worship Bud Grant. I mean, they just think the world of him.
You know, and I was going to ask you that. I mean, can you share for our listeners tonight what some of the former players, what they remember the most playing for the legendary coach in Bud Grant?
You know, I think a lot of it was that they didn't want to disappoint him. There was so much respect that they had for Bud that they played, I think, even above their abilities in many respects because they never wanted to disappoint him. He was just such a phenomenal figure to them. I mean, everything he did seemed to work. The way he treated players, he was never abusive. He was never, calling players out in front of other players. And he knew how to win, and he brought that winning tradition from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, where he won four great cups and took them to 6 championship games in 10 years. And I think it was just that the behind-the-scenes character that Bud was and the way he treated people and the way he managed people. Frank Tarkenen always said that Bud Grant was the greatest manager of people that he'd ever known. It was just so much about his character and personality that the players just absolutely adored.
You know, I'm glad, Jim, that you bring up Fran Tarkington because he played 7 years as Bud Grant's quarterback, went to 3 Super Bowls. How did he motivate him? Because he seemed like he had a Tom Landry type of approach. You're talking about his stoic, his calm on-field demeanor.
You know, before Fran ever came to the Vikings, Bud, when he came from Canada, told Jim Finks, the Viking general manager, that he had traded away the best player they ever had. And when some years later, when Jim came to Bud and said, "We have a chance to get Tarkenen back, what do you think?" Bud jumped on it right away. I didn't even know Fran. I'd never talked to him, but he'd obviously seen him play. And when the trade was made, Bud had always felt up to that point in 1972 that the Vikings had a great team, but the one thing they were missing as they started to get better and better was a quarterback. And getting Tarkenen back, he knew then they had it all. And of course, they went on many, many championships with Fran and went from the 3 Super Bowls. But they had a great relationship. Bud wasn't the type to micromanage. I mean, he knew that Tarkenton understood the game, and he had a great offensive mind in Jerry Burns, and the three of them just hit it off. And Fran was calling his own plays. Bud always felt that was the right way to do it, and you wouldn't see much of that today. But they had a great relationship. And Fran, the same way. I mean, I don't think there's a person in the world that Fran thinks more of. I have to tell you that when I was doing Fran's book, I asked him one day, and I'll never forget this, it gave him chills up my back. I asked Fran one day, I said, "Do you miss Bud Grant?" And he paused for a moment, and he looked at me, and he said, "Not at all." And I was kind of taken back. I didn't know what to say, because I always had heard they had this great, great relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "You don't miss him. What do you mean?" He said, "I don't miss him because he's with me every day of my life." And I thought, wow, that's pretty strong words. When the Vikings had their ceremony a few years ago honoring the 50 greatest players, the only player that was not coming to the event was Fran Tarkenton. And I had done Fran's book, and I talked to him several times about coming, saying, "Fran, you got to come. This is your team. You're guys. You're one of the greatest 50." And they said, "No, I'm just not going to come." And I don't know why, but he wasn't going to come. About 2 weeks before the event, he called me one day and he said, "I'm coming." I thought, well, I thought, I can take the credit for
that. There you go. Yes.
And I said, is that because I've been bugging you? And he said, no, it had nothing to do with it. I said, well, why are you coming? He said, Bud Grant called me. And I said, what'd he say? He said, "Fran," he says, "there's 49 of the 50 living Vikings coming to, or 48 of the 49 living Vikings coming to the event. And there's only 2 missing. And there's only 2 that are not coming." And he said, "Who are that?" And he said, Bud said to him, "Fran, you're not coming?" And he said, "I'm not going." And Fran said, "Bud, you're not going. You live right there in Minneapolis. Why aren't you going?" And he said, "Because you're not coming."
Oh.
He said, "I'll be there." So they have a great relationship.
Let me jump in here. Author Jim Bruton has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. The title of the book is I Did It My Way, A Remarkable Journey to the Hall of Fame. Of course, we're talking about the great Bud Grant, still going strong, 86 years of age. And next time we have you on the show, we definitely want to talk about there was potentially a return to the purple at the age of 78. Red McCombs was trying really hard to have him return to the Minnesota Vikings. So that'll be a conversation for a later day. Jim, what a pleasure to have you on the first time on the program. And we promise to talk to you again real soon, okay?
Well, that's great. That's great. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead in hour number 2 of the Big E Sports Show at YSR.